Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today. This is Kelly Barner, Managing Director of Buyers Meeting Point, Director of Intelligence for Pollen Bridge, and the Business Survey Chair for the ISM New York Report on Business. The ISM New York Report is a highly regarded indicator of business conditions in the New York metro area, including a six-month outlook, employment index, and current and expected revenues. The June ISM New York Report on Business was released on July 5th at 9:45 a.m. Eastern and is available for download on the ISM New York website. I will include a link to it on today's Blog Talk Radio episode page. New York City purchasing managers gave us a few interesting things to think about this month. The first one is the six-month outlook. So this month's data was collected throughout the month of June, and if you extend that out by 6 months, we're looking at December of 2017. Although the six-month outlook has decreased for the fourth consecutive month, it does remain in growth territory at 64.5 in June. In April and May, the outlook fell about 2.5% per month. In June, it fell more than 6%. If we want the outlook, which will be the current business conditions before we know it, to be above the break-even point of 50 at the end of the year, it can't drop more than 4% per month between now and then. The second interesting thing we get this month relates to current revenues. Current revenues fell below the break-even point for the first time since January 2016, a rare event. This is something that has happened only 4 times in the last 5 years. The other times, as I said, were in January of 2016, September of 2013, and November of 2012. In all 3 of those cases, revenues returned to low growth levels the following month, so this will be something for us to watch when July's numbers come in. And finally, employment. Employment nearly broke even in June, coming in at 49, just 1 point below the break-even, and the highest finding in 6 months. While not quite as rare as the current revenues being in contraction, employment has not been above break-even for more than 2 consecutive months since October and November of 2016. You have to go back to the summer of 2015 to get 3 months in growth. Please feel free to share your comments and feedback on this information, as well as to share it with anyone from your network that you feel would benefit from the information. I will put a link to the June ISM New York Report on Business on today's Blog Talk Radio episode page. Remember to check back in with me on Tuesday, August 2nd for the release of the July report. Thank you for joining me, and please have a great rest of your day.